You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. 877-337-6666. Frankie Montas. Hey, good news, bad news. Good news is Frankie Montas may be available in August for the Yankees. Bad news, Frankie Montas may be available in August for the Yankees. Who the hell wants to see him on the mound? Keep him away. Not to say that you want to see anybody get hurt, but I don't want to see Frankie Montas ever pitch again for the Yankees. Horrible trade then, even worse trade now. 877-337-6666. Taco Frank calling from Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Taco Frank?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, I wore your Taco Bell, one of the Taco Bell's hoodies that you sent yesterday, and a lot of people were commenting on it.
Yeah, a lot of Taco Bell fans out there, man. Tell Fleegs and the guys, we're open at 4 o'clock, so I know you said not too many places open late, but after COVID, you're right, a lot of people change back their hours. But how do you like pumping gas, bro? I mean, that's the best part of living in Jersey is, you know, I almost never have to do it. I mean, if I'm into New York or Philly, I always make sure, I fill up beforehand. But
I don't mind it, but I wish that it was like it wasn't or like it is in Jersey to where I could just pull up and let the guy do it for me. I'd rather not have to get out of the car and do it myself. It's just an extra, minute or so.
It's amazing, too, man. You just mentioned on it, but it's amazing how everyday topics just always come back to Seinfeld. Yeah, even with you guys all day today, you're talking about DiMaggio and coffee. And as soon as I hear that, I think, Dinky Donuts and, isn't that Joe DiMaggio? Yeah. And you go, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Yeah. What else was he yelling? I'm forgetting now. No, I don't know if it was that or something.
He's banging on the table trying to get DiMaggio's attention. Right. And is that really him?
Oh, it was great.
And then the whole gas episode, man, when Kramer's getting the thrill out of the guy and he was supposed to get the deal from Putty. Jerry was getting screwed because Elaine broke up with him.
Love it. No, I love it. I haven't watched Seinfeld. I used to watch it every night before bed. Maybe I need a little more of that in my life. It really does cheer me up. I got to watch that. I need something.
It's one of those shows you never get tired of.
Never. It's up so uplifting. I need more of it. Anyway.
I haven't caught you since then, man. I got a couple of things for you, but it just killed me to end the Super Bowl on a call like that, man. After they kind of let stuff go all day, I haven't talked to you since then, but I think we all kind of got robbed, win or lose with the Eagles or whatever, of just seeing a great ending there. Maybe it goes to overtime, but
there's no perfect way to end the game. Like you're never going to have, I know there are some games that don't end with controversy, but there's always going to be a controversial play along the way, a controversial call, whatever it may be. So it's sports, it's life. Nothing is perfect. However, I'm with you. I loved every second of the game. And it was just, to me, unfortunate that there had to even be that type of call near the end of that game. Not the reason why the Eagles lost, of course, but it did hurt the possible great ending that we were set up for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Eagles had plenty of chances to handle business, but you hate to see that call with a minute 45 to go. And my hope was that the guys got together real quick and they would have you think of that maybe in the moment and call the flag back because you knew that was coming. But hey, I head out. I head out tomorrow, man. I heard you mentioned you were going to Port of St. Lucie, I guess, in a few weeks. But we were going down. For Saturday and Sunday, be at Sunday's game, and then we're doing like 8-9 days in Key Largo.
Nice.
But be down at spring training. So you mentioned Buck and winning three championships, buddy, with 478 is the amount that I'm reading. counting your luxury tax payroll, you better get 3 or 4 championships, buddy.
Yeah, no, get the first one
this
year.
There's no freebies.
Yeah, get the first one this year, then next year double down, and Buck will have 2 by then. Then he's going to decide if he's going to retire or keep it going. Maybe he wants to go for a three-peat. Maybe he wants to try to one-up Joe Torre. I don't know. But, you know, Buck will have, he'll have a decision to make.
I love Buck, man. You, by the way, you sounded great with Evan in the afternoon shows, man. So wherever you're headed to, if the day does come, don't forget the little guys and the tacos and the Stewarts and the guys, buddy. But
Hector and Doug, we're already trying to plan the next outing. And thank you for the call, Taco Frank. Appreciate you checking in. We're already trying to plan the next outing at Citi Field this upcoming season. Maybe we'll do it on the party deck. Got to look into that. Which should be some fun. But no, I mean, I'm not going anywhere, at least not that I know of. Don't worry about it. I'll be here. Eli calling from Lakewood, New Jersey. What's up, Eli?
Hey, Sal. I just had a quick question for you. As far as Luis Severino on the Yankees, do you think he could remain healthy for a full season? If yes, what does that do for their lineup? And if not, why do they have him?
Well, I do think Severino could be healthy the majority of the year. I mean, everybody's going to have, you would think, especially Severino, who's been, you know, to your point, often injured. I don't know if he's going to make every start. Is he going to take 30 starts, 32 starts this year? Maybe not. But he should have over 25. And I think Severino is a guy who has the potential to be a high-end starting pitcher. So now, when you add Carlos Rodon to that mix, you now get to push Severino back a little bit in that rotation. And you have, I mean, the Yankees have as good of front four as you can have. I mean, think about that. With Severino and Cortez as your 3-4 behind Gerrit Cole and Carlos Rodon, you're doing pretty well. So that's why Severino's there. I mean, Severino a year ago had 19 starts. I think he'll probably go over that this year. And if you get 25 starts from him, if you get, you know, 190. Let's say you get 175 innings from him, which would be about 75 more than what he had last year. I think you'd sign for that right now.
100%. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, that was pretty simple, Eli. Thank you for checking in. I've always liked Severino as a pitcher. Clearly, health is an issue or has been an issue. But when he was healthy, you know, 2018, there was a point where I thought he was the best pitcher in baseball in 2018. He won 19 games that year, started 32 games for the Yankees. And he had consecutive years, 2017, 2018, where he started 31 games, 32 games, respectively. Then he got hurt and has never really been the same. 2019, 2020, 2021, basically missed 3 years. And last year was a nice, after missing 3 years. I mean, he started 7 games in those 3 years. And he started to, you know, he had a good year last year. But you want a little bit more. By the way, we have an update on the party deck. As I got distracted by a text message there, as you hear me try to cover up and fill. Jerry Recco says he's in. He's in for the party deck outing. How about that? Now we're getting celebrities along this overnight outing. And it was fun. I did the party deck last year separate from our group outing, but the party deck was fun. It will be even more fun with a group outing. I think it's something like, I got to look into it. Matter of fact, I could call the Mets, well, in my spare time, which is when? Never! I'll try to call the Mets at some point over the next couple of weeks just to get an idea of what we're looking at and maybe pick out a game, a Saturday afternoon game, or I guess it could be Sunday afternoon, whatever you know, fits scheduling best, although probably Saturday because if it's Sunday, I may have the overnight that next day. So probably Saturday. Either Saturday afternoon, I don't think it could be Saturday night, maybe get too rowdy. I don't want to do that. But I'll pick out a date, and then we'll set it up where we get, I don't know, what, 15, 20 people? Buy the tickets, and get set for a party deck outing. It really is a fun time and a cool vantage point to watch a game. You feel like you're right there. You can heckle the players if you'd like, although I strongly suggest you don't do that. We want to be professionals. heckle them here on the airwaves, not in person. Mike is calling from East Meadow. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, how you doing? Great show. Enjoy you a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
So I went to the Islanders game tonight. It's my first time to UBS.
Mm.
And it was just like trains, planes, and automobiles. It was a car ride. You get there, then you have to walk like three-quarters, you know, a half a mile. Then you have to get on a bus to get shuttled to the arena. And beautiful arena. I'm sure you've been there. Very vertical, whereby,
yes,
you know, they go vertical up the sides to give everybody a good vantage point. So it was beautiful. It was great. Good game.
I love the building. The arena's nice. You got a great game from Sorokin. The Islanders win a 2-1 game. It's a terrific building. Clean, state-of-the-art. It's all Islanders where they honor the history around there. They did such a nice job with that arena. It's great.
And you're talking to a guy who, back in the run, in the day, my buddy had season tickets. So I actually went to a couple of Stanley Cup closeouts. So, you know,
wow.
It was very exciting. Hempstead Turnpike, where the old Coliseum was, mm-hmm, after they clinched, it would be, you could hear, I live in East Meadow, you could hear, like, on Hempstead Turnpike, the honking of the horns and all this other stuff. So it was a great experience, a great growing up with the team. And we've lost some players this past year, Bossy and Gillies, which is kind of, you know, sentimental. But going there, it just struck me, the hoops and that I had to jump through to get there. And I was going with a friend of mine who's a little bit older and can't walk a lot. It was just like, gear up to go hiking because there's so much physical energy.
Well, it's a pain in the neck. I'm assuming you drove there and then had to take a shuttle to the arena?
We went to the Emerald Lodge.
Yeah, yep,
and
yep.
We had to take the shuttle. And we're walking up to the building, and I said to my buddy Dan, I go, Dan, that's one freaking beautiful building. Mm. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. And you don't realize, like, you know, you're right next to the Oval, the racetrack. You're walking by the barns.
Yeah, no.
I'm getting this grasp of where I am. So,
that's the only issue. And thank you for the call, Mike. I mean, we got enough of the play-by-play there. But thank you very much for your call. And I'm glad you had a good time with you and Dan at UBS Arena. It is a great arena. The only issue that I have so far, and this is now year two of its existence, is the parking situation, which I've had one time I went, where I don't know if I bought a parking pass or how it worked. Maybe I got one from somebody who gave us the tickets or something, but we were able to park in like the season ticket holder lot. But it's still a long walk from where you park to the arena. The majority of time that I've gone to an event, whether it's an Islander game or a Sandman concert at UBS Arena, I park in the Emerald lot that you're talking about, which is not really a problem. You know, you get in there, maybe a little traffic congestion around the, you know, on the what the hell, the Cross Island Parkway, as you go to it. But then once you park, you're good to go, other than the fact that you have to get on the shuttle bus. Now, it's easy. You park, you walk, you get on the shuttle bus, drop you off over there, then you have another little bit of a walk to get in the arena. So that's where it can become a little annoying, and more specifically on the way out. It's not awful, but it's just an extra step in there with those shuttle buses that are annoying. You're done with the game. You want to walk out and be able to walk to your car and get in it and go home. So that is something that obviously they're working on. The parking situation, not great with those shuttle buses and jam-packed afterward. And you're walking in the nasty cold and wind and waiting out there for, you know, the bus to be, you know, another bus to come because the one in front of you is jammed up. So that's annoying. But other than that, it's great.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. She live and she go then she lives for me. Solid got it back on the fan. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. Make 2023 the year you beat Vegas. Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. No fancy computer algorithms. No guys across the pond setting lines for American sports. Just the best team of odds makers in the business behind the counter at the Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, Superbook features some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit Superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Somebody that I think might have, maybe not a gambling problem, but he's got other problems. Stuart is in Brooklyn. Stuart?
what are you complaining about old age for, huh?
What do you mean?
You're not old, man. Stop.
I'm 43.
Stop. You're 27 years younger than me.
Well, you're
How
really
do you think
old.
I feel?
You're really old.
Sal.
Yeah.
Now, my detective friend Chris Madison, right, says to me, calls me an old man all the time. And I tell him I can kick your butt, even though you weigh 389 pounds.
Wow, that's a big boy. Can you body slam him?
No.
Yeah.
But I
you know, like Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant?
Yeah, what? Oh, I was in the Nassau Coliseum 1987 to see that match.
Now, what do you mean? You could watch that?
I was in the Nassau County Coliseum watching that match with Andre and Hulk Hogan.
From what? On, like, closed circuit?
On the screen in the arena.
You went for WrestleMania 3. You could watch it as closed circuit TV or whatever it was, I guess, in the Coliseum?
Yes.
Wow.
And I was also there the last ABA championship game in 1976.
Well, that I don't care about. But WrestleMania 3, I'm into that.
Yeah. WrestleMania 3.
Can you name one other match off the top of your head from WrestleMania 3 outside of Hogan and Andre?
I think the Macho Man fought someone. Roddy Piper fought someone.
Yeah, well, but I want you to name the match. You got to name a match. Opponent versus opponent.
I can't remember that.
Not even one?
No, I just remember Andre and Hulk.
How about if I give you a hint?
Go ahead.
Roddy Piper, it was his retirement match, and he fought somebody with the first initial A.
A?
Wore pink tights.
Adrian Adonis.
Yeah, look at you, Stuart. And Macho Man, maybe one of the great matches of all time.
But Ricky DeJack.
There you go. What are you, Googling real quick?
No.
I don't know, but that was impressive.
Memory button.
There you go. All right, we jogged the memory button there. Adrian Adonis, yeah.
Anyway. Adrian Adonis.
Good night,
Irene.
Yeah, look at you. Stuart on top of it.
And who was Roddy Piper's bodyguard?
What do you mean? Who was in his corner?
Yeah.
For that match, wasn't it Brutus Beefcake?
No, Virgil.
No, Virgil came way after that.
No, Virgil was there.
I think Beefcake came in afterwards.
No, Virgil.
No, no,
Virgil,
this is not WrestleMania 3. No, Stuart, you're wrong. Wrong. Google it again and come up with
it. I didn't Google it.
Yeah, anyway.
I remember it. Were you kidding me?
Yeah, all right.
How about the Bruno Sammartino versus Buddy Rogers in May of 63?
How was it packed in the Nassau Coliseum for WrestleMania 3?
It was slammed. It was totally packed. And my friend Peter, let him rest in peace, he was in Madison Square Garden watching it.
What happened to Peter?
He died of a diabetic coma.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
In 2006.
Okay.
And I knew him for 21 years.
And he was there to witness. You guys watched WrestleMania 3 together?
No, he was in Madison Square Garden. I was
there. Oh, right. Oh, they had both places. Wow.
They had both places back then. Are you kidding?
No, I was too young. I watched it, but I don't remember if I watched it live or if I just watched the VHS. You know, you used to rent those videotapes.
Oh, yeah, you used to rent those videos. Sure.
Yeah.
And but he was, I met him in 1985, and he was this happy-go-lucky fella. But as I said, when you're 6'3" or whatever, 6' whatever, weighing 357 pounds, and you have diabetes and you don't take care of yourself, what happens?
Mm.
He was 40.
Wow, he died at 40? That's terrible.
Yeah.
Probably ate too much bacon.
What?
Probably ate too much bacon.
No, Sal. He had diabetes.
Oh, does that not bacon not impact diabetes?
Well, he was 357 pounds.
Yeah. You know a lot of big guys here, I'm learning here on this call. And you used to be one of them yourself.
Yeah, I used to be one.
Hey, are you in for the party deck thing if we do that this year?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, 100% you're in?
Is somebody else coming?
What do you mean? Jerry Recco says he's in. Isn't that enough?
Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
I think I do know who you're talking about, but I'm not sure if she's going to be able to make it.
Oh, okay. But I'm in.
I want to hear that you're in anyway. Yeah, okay. Start saving up. Yeah,
definitely. But Sal, let's say this much. Who cares about Frankie Montas coming back?
Not me.
Nobody. I don't care if he comes back. I just want Luis Severino to stay healthy this year and Nestor Cortes to be healthy. And let's see what we have.
What do you think you're going to get from Rodon?
I would say 15.
I love all the stuff Rodon has had to say.
What?
I love all the stuff Rodon has had to say this year so far.
He's been on the right course, right track.
Yeah.
The guy knows. The guy is a good. I mean, he's had injuries, sure, but the last couple of years he's been pretty good. And I think he would fit right in. Although I would like to see somebody else be the ace other than that number 45.
Did you see? Leave Cole alone. Cole's fine.
No, I'm not leaving him alone.
Yeah, you're picking on Garrett Cole.
He's on homers.
Oh, stop. Man, he's getting stopped with the home run. Did you see the quote from Carlos Rodon a few days ago? Let me read it to you. You'll like this.
I didn't see it.
He said there was just something about the Yankees. The fans here want to win. They care. They care a lot. Giants fans are invested, but not like New York. Win or lose, you're not getting booed in San Francisco.
No.
Isn't that great, though, that this guy, wanted to come to New York? Because they care here. Because we care.
He wants to be in a competitive atmosphere. Oh, guess why he was in training camp?
Who's that?
He wears number 89. He's another 6'6" beast. Dominguez.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I heard a lot of good things about that guy.
Well, of course. But, I mean, he's not going to have an impact this year with the big club.
No, he's not. But at least he's getting there.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see number 99 smack some balls to the mind to into the bucket numbers.
Okay,
definitely. But Sal, I'm in on the party deck, man. And how's Taco Frank doing?
Taco Frank's great. You heard from him before, right?
I heard him.
All right, we'll set something up. We'll get some.
I haven't heard from him in for how long?
What?
He hasn't been on the air, but I'm on.
A few weeks, maybe. You haven't heard from Taco Frank. I mean, you call every day, and we appreciate that. But Taco,
of course, we appreciate that. Yeah,
Taco Frank is not, and Stuart, we'll talk to you soon. All right, you hang.
Have a good day, Sal.
Yep, you too. Boy, there's a lot there. There is a lot going on there. But yeah, I'll see you out on the party deck. Looking forward to it. We'll pick a date. I was hoping to get to a Rangers game before that, a little group outing at a Rangers game, but. Not sure that's going to happen. Steve is calling from Lacey, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how he keeps them going under.
How he keeps them going under.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how he keeps them going under. What's up, compadre? Little Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Yeah, I don't know if they're getting better or worse, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Just keep them coming.
We gotta get the album in production.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, it's vacation. Sounds like it was good, buddy.
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't one for the ages.
It was very nice. All kidding aside, it was very nice to be able to spend every day with both my wife and my daughter. Now, was that a traditional vacation? No, but it was very nice to be able to be off and be with them both each and every day. Now, there are certain things that, like, you know, without the daughter there, my wife and I could have explored the island a little bit and, you know, maybe had a little bit more fun, but whatever. I mean, she's a part of the deal now. So there's no escaping it. Yeah, it's just, I'm still getting adjusted. I'm learning.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, learn to deal with it.
One foot in front of the other.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, great. No, it's just kind of wild. Before I hadn't heard the Klecko piece. I was thinking about what I was going to talk about, and I didn't get fleeced. I was going to talk some Islander hockey with my notes. Not big right now on your show, but
Islanders. We mentioned Sorokin last night.
Yeah, you did. I'm always out here, Sal. If I don't call, it's because of work. But yeah, no, I'm. Trust me, I always listen.
But you're always listening? Okay. Now at least I know I have one listener.
Like a, yeah.
Well, two.
Out here on the prowl.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard the Klecko. I was thinking Klecko is one of my all-time favorite. I know I'm a day late and a dollar short, but I wanted to just, on his enshrinement, I was just class act, you know, just a phenomenal player, someone I've grown up with and watched, and just then his take on Rogers tonight on the Gelb show. And yeah, I just didn't, you know, I'm going to chalk that up to A-Rod, of course. You know, the topic, you guys have thoroughly handled it. So I'm going to let the next chips fall and see what happens. But as Kramer said in Seinfeld, most geniuses are eclectic. He said, how did he put it? He was talking about the soup guy, the soup Nazi. Mm. He said, most geniuses are eclectic. He said, yeah, just misunderstood. So we'll leave A-Rod up to that. And, yeah, I did want to it's been long enough to Klecko. I'm all over the board here. But I just wanted to say that's what I was calling about. Just congratulations, Joe Klecko. And, of course, Sauce and GW on their achievements.
Yeah, and thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Appreciate you checking in. The comments from Klecko, as Zach Gelb had him on his show, you heard Marco had been playing the cut all morning long. The comments from Klecko I thought were a little much on that. Now, look, he's entitled to his opinion. But if you're a Jet fan or you have anything to do with the Jets whatsoever and you don't want Aaron Rodgers on the team, I mean, you're just not paying attention. I don't know what else to tell you. Here's what I will say to that. If you're a Jet fan or somebody who roots for the Jets and doesn't want Aaron Rodgers for whatever reason, because he likes darkness, because he likes hallucinogens, because he doesn't want to deal with the media to your standards, whatever the reason may be, if you don't want Rodgers, you deserve Ryan Tannehill. And for you, then I'm rooting for them to get Ryan Tannehill. For Jet fans who know better, I want Aaron Rodgers. Imagine someone who roots for that franchise not loving the idea, 100% all in loving the idea of trading for Aaron Rodgers. It will never make sense to me. You deserve Ryan Tannehill and all that comes with it.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Party City deck, or whatever it's called now, out at Citi Field, starting to fill up for our outing that I haven't even planned yet. I mean, I'm just kind of talking about it, but we're already getting multiple requests here, so I'm looking forward to it. Should be a big, I don't even know how many tickets we could actually get or how this is going to be executed, but it'll be fun. I promise. I actually got to look at the schedules. I hate how they come out with the schedules, but they don't have the exact times of the games yet. I was just looking at it the other day because I love to print out. You know, we're starting to look out. I got to map out my summer, and they go based off of the Mets and Yankees schedule. And I was trying to print one out the other day so I could have it and go over it. And I realized that it's not worth printing yet because the game times are not accurate. They don't have all the. Although now that I'm looking at it, why did that one? Maybe the printable version didn't have it. Boy, the Mets have that early West Coast trip. Yeah, all the game times are out here, so I'm not sure what was going on. I went to print it the other day, and for whatever reason, let's see, download schedule. For whatever reason, the printable schedule did not have all the game times, and that drove me nuts. Maybe tomorrow I'll print one out over at SNY. Anyway, I'll look at some of the dates here. We'll see if we could figure out actually, I'm probably just going to pick a date. I'm not going to be able to go through everybody. Can you make this? Can you make that? Can you make that? It'll be a specific date that I pick. Maybe I'll ask Jerry because he's a celebrity. Jerry Recco is our celebrity guest. Although he'll have to pony up the $150 or whatever it is per ticket. I mean, I don't have it like that yet. Anyway, we'll have we'll pick a date and go out there and have a good time watching a ball game. Let's see, May 20th is 4:10. They have a couple of 4:10 starts. Boy, my wife is gonna kill me. I'm already planning another weekend away from her. May 20th might be a date. Mets and Guardians, 4:10 start. Let's see if we go to June. See, I like the 4:10 starts. I think that's a good thing. Mets, Blue Jays, June 3rd, June 17th. Then you start getting into July, then it can become a problem here. Yeah, I would say one of those. That's what we're basically looking at. May or June, I would think, would be the best way to do it. So there's a few dates, and then we get a call and see if they're available. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm just talking out loud. You know what I'm doing? Stretching, filling time. Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal. Good morning. Yeah, just be careful with that one in June because that might be Father's Day.
Oh, so. Crap. Yeah, which one is that?
The 17th, I believe.
Yeah. Well, my dad's dead, so he doesn't care. Yeah, we could.
We could do an honorarium on the screen for him. How about that?
Maybe June. Yeah, maybe he'd love it. Maybe June 3rd. I would say right now, just a quick glance, May 20th or June 3rd would be two possible dates. I'm assuming you're in regardless.
Oh, well, without a doubt. Yeah. I'll throw your wife another fun book like last year, so she'll be able to get up on her.
No, you know what you got to do? We need some of those cookies, those red the red box cookies that you brought, not the Super Bowl ones, the ones before that. She loved those.
Oh, okay. Let me know which ones specifically. And
Super
I'll get
Bowl ones were great too, but you brought over those holiday cookies. I think. Oh my God, yep. They were great.
All right. Well, yeah. Like I said, if there were specific ones, let me know, and I'll get them made up here. So.
Yeah.
But look, before I get to my Mets point, with all due respect to Stewart, he is incorrect. It was not Virgil. He and DiBiase didn't come in until Survivor Series that year. It was definitely Beefcake.
They did not come in until
Yeah, he shaved Adonis' head after the Mets. So.
And that's when he became Brutus the Barber.
Barber Beefcake. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to battle with Stewart, but you're wrong, Stewart. Yep. See.
Yep. I'll tell you one thing. That was a great match. And I don't know if you remember, there was a kid who jumped over the railing after Piper won the match. And everyone, like all the guards, like gang tackled him. But Piper told them, let him go, even though, they all jumped on him and everything. But,
I do remember. Everyone, only because
yeah,
I
everyone thought
it
he
so
was retiring.
Recent.
So yeah.
He came back. Look, he came back in WrestleMania 5, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Yes,
he had the Piper's Pit with who was it? Morton Downey Jr.
Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he sprayed him with the
smoke in my face.
Yeah.
And it was Brother Love too, right? Brother Love and Morton Downey Jr. That was a good one. Yeah. I loved WrestleMania 5.
I tell you, they had some of the best characters back then.
Boy, oh, it was great.
Piper could entertain anybody, but I miss him. But anyway, I can't believe they're already doing spring training games this weekend. I guess, it's kind of weird with the Super Bowl being a week later than it was. I guess it shifted some stuff a little closer than people realized, which is great as far as I'm concerned because, as much as I love the hockey and everything, it still is a little bit of a dead period. So,
A little split squad action on Saturday. Mets and Astros and the Mets and Marlins this Saturday.
Okay. All right. Do you know if either one is televised or we don't know that yet?
Not believe so. Let's see. What right,
I'm sure it's on the radio or I can follow it on the app or whatever. But, but it's just nice to know it's right around the corner. It's going to be a little chilly this weekend. It'd be nice to listen to, some spring training baseball.
Warm you up inside.
Exactly, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, look, I don't know about a couple of the – I don't really know much about Quintana other than, seeing him on occasion. So I'd like to, be able to see him, firsthand. So hopefully we get something good out of him. Obviously, I don't know anything about Senga, but other than what we've heard. But that'll be exciting. And to see the catcher that they got. I don't know much about him either, again, other than what I've heard.
Let me just update you here real quick.
Yeah.
The second game, because now I'm looking at the actual SNY schedule. On the Mets schedule on the website, it does not have if the game is televised or not. Or at least if it does, I'm not seeing it. But SNY has a schedule that they tweeted out, the games that they're going to be broadcasting. And they will be broadcasting the second game of that split squad there, the game at home.
Six ten
start Saturday, Mets-Marlins split squad game. And then they're televised again on Sunday at 1 against the Nationals.
Nice. There you go. All right, so I may have to switch over between one of the Islander games and a little XFL and...
you watch the XFL?
Nah, I just threw that in there to see what kind of reaction they get. Look, I mean, let's remember something. The Rock did bring that league back. I mean, you got to give him a little bit of credit. I heard he put a lot of his own money on the line here. So
yeah, I shouldn't just dismiss it. And thank you for the call, Eric. As always, appreciate you checking in. You know, we joke around about it. I can't get into it. I don't have time to waste getting into a league that I have no emotional or financial investment in. It's going to take a while to build up a rooting interest. I'm not betting on the XFL games. I mean, come on. So if I'm not betting on them, why am I watching them? Marco, you have any interest in the XFL games? Did you check any of it out? Yeah. I just, like, do you think we'll ever get to a point where it's like, you know what? Like, who's watching that?
No, I mean, I'll be fair. When I was a kid, I loved the USFL. I did, but two things. One, I was a child.
Right.
Two,
Didn't have any responsibility. Right.
So there was ridiculous talent, and it was really good football. It was. Now, granted, this is also a child who's watching it, so maybe if I watched it now, I wouldn't think so. But at the time, I thought that
could you name a coach or a team? Like, is there anything that we know about the XFL or that I should know about the XFL?
There's a bunch of names that you know, but they're all, like, you know, Ben DiNucci, I think, was playing, or whatever his name is. They used on the Cowboys for, like, a day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you got a bunch of guys that you know because they were there for a day or two, or the Josh Gordons, I think, of the world. He's playing.
You know what would get me into the XFL? Matt Ryan signs on there.
That does it for you? See, to me, look, I'm going to be fair.
XFL is the greatest league ever!
I'm going to be fair. If you get, right now, to me, it's like third or fourth rate football. Not NFL football, football. So if you give me really good quality, to the point where it almost, I'm not expecting the NFL, but close to it. I need close to it. You can establish this for a few years, then I'll jump in and see how the water is.
Maybe, right.
Right. Before that, I'm out. Like, I'm so, there's
and
too
never
much.
And getting to that point. Like,
and it's unfair of me to say that, but I don't yearn for football enough in the spring to watch a bunch of teams and a bunch of guys that I don't care. I know they give you access to this and that. That's all great. That's all cool. You need to market that to not Sal or me. Like, we're not the guys you want to market that to.
I don't think I watch football, and I've never really given this much thought until just now. I don't think I watch football because of the game specifically. And you could say that for any sport. Like, I don't watch baseball because of the game specifically. Sometimes, you know, maybe baseball more so than others. I guess sometimes there are those examples where I just love the game so much, but I watch Major League Baseball because that's what I grew up loving. I watch NFL football because that's what I know and that's what I care about. I care about the teams, the cities, the storylines, the players. It's like the never-ending soap opera. Like, we've been watching it for 30-plus years. I'm invested into it. Why or how am I supposed to start up watching a less-than league and care about it? It's not just for the game. Oh, it's football. No, well, it's got to be more than just a football game.
The way I would put it, if you, and I've been there a few times, if you put me at the Jackals game in Montclair in New Jersey, I'll enjoy.
They have a team?
I think they still do. It's
what,
independent.
New Jersey?
Yeah, it's independent. Montclair State, the Jackals. Yeah, Yogi Berra Museum is there.
It's baseball.
Baseball.
You're confusing me.
It's independent baseball.
I thought this was the XFL you're talking about. Oh, well, the Jackals or the XFL.
Oh, I don't know if they could fill that stadium.
Yeah.
So I would look, if you put me there, and I've been there, and I've sat through some of those games, and they're fun. Is it Major League Baseball? No. Is it minor league baseball? No. But if I'm there at the game, didn't spend a lot of money, get some good food, talk to friends or whatever, you're watching baseball, and you're kind of like, oh, this is cool. It's great. I used to watch the Newark Bears back in the day when they used to play the, you know, Ramiro Mendoza, mm-hmm. Carl Everett. Like, you had a lot of old players. Ricky Anderson used to play there.
We have that now with the Ducks. You see the Ducks sign recently?
No.
Al Albuquerque?
Oh, Alberto Jose? So, if you're in attendance,
I'll never get over that.
So if you're in attendance, I can understand it. It's fun. It's a night out. Mm. If you put the Jackals on my TV in my living room, am I going to watch? No.
Right.
And that's what I feel the XFL is. If you tell me I'm at the game and I'm going to enjoy a couple hours out, joking around with friends, watching the game, but don't take it seriously and whatever it is.
It's like something to do. Like
great. And then we're going out afterwards.
Yeah.
Right? Because like that's not the entire evening. That's part of the evening. And then you go do something, you know, more fun. But you start there. That's great. If you tell me that I have to sit down on my couch, though, and I have a million other choices and options, including, I don't know, sleeping or doing nothing, I'm going to choose that over the XFL. And it's not to the players. Like, I get why they're doing it, but it's just not something that I'm not yearning for football in February or April or whatever the hell then they play. Yeah. Like, it's just not going to do it for me.
I just don't get how they think that it's going to work. Maybe I should start looking into it just out of curiosity so I have an idea. I do love The Rock and hope he has success.
And when does the USFL start again?
April-ish? There's another league that's still USFL, around?
Yeah, it started last year.
Oh, God.
And they're definitely coming back. This is, what, XFL 3.0? What 4.0? What are we doing now? Fourth?
I'm sorry. No, the XFL?
Well, it had the 1 year with Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Belly up.
Welcome to the XFL.
Vince McMahon brought it back. Belly up.
Yeah.
Now The Rock has started, right? So this is the first or second year of The Rock.
Could you name another match from WrestleMania 3 aside from the ones that we named? We named Hogan Andre.
Steamboat.
Right, and Piper and Adonis. Can you name another one? WrestleMania 3. Yeah. Come on, you claim to be an expert around this time frame.
I'm better in WrestleMania 4.
All right, you can name a WrestleMania 4 match if you'd like.
Well, from the tournament, I can give you a bunch of them that Savage had with the Natural Butch Reed or the One-Man Gang.
Okay.
Obviously, the DiBiase at the end. How about the tag team championship was Demolition against Strikeforce? I remember.
All right.
And Brutus Beefcake took on the Honky Tonk Man for the Intercontinental title.
Would you just watch this? WrestleMania? No. You're a WrestleMania 4 aficionado.
That was the first one I got.
Okay.
Like that I was allowed to watch when it happened live.
But you know WrestleMania 3?
I do. I definitely saw it again, but I didn't see it live. I wasn't allowed to.
You got
to
name one more match.
I want to say...
I just saw it, and I'm having trouble naming one more
match. You just saw it.
Yeah. I watch them. Sometimes I'll have it on in the background noise, like on Peacock, if you have it. You could.
I do have Peacock. You can go back and watch the whole WrestleMania?
They have every event anywhere. Yeah. Huh. The whole library. The entire library.
Oh, man. So you're going to kill my Sundays. Now I'm going to go wind up watching WrestleMania 3.
I put it on. Something about it's comforting to me to have it on in the background. You hear Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura doing the play-by-play.
Tremendous. All you need is Bobby Heenan. And
yeah,
the
you
best.
Get him, depending on which pay-per-view you pick.
You know what? I know the Bulldogs, they were tag team champs at the time for WrestleMania 3, I think.
Right.
But who did they face? I don't remember.
They might have taken on the Islanders, I think.
I want to say that's wrong, but I don't know that for sure.
Haku and Tama.
I remember, but I don't think that's right. I think they took on the Dream Team in WrestleMania 2 and won the title.
Right.
But who they faced in 3 wasn't the Hart Foundation, I don't think.
Yeah, it might have been the Hart Foundation. There was a 6-man tag. Hart Foundation, Danny Davis, and I believe it was the Bulldogs and Tito Santana, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. See, I don't remember exactly.
The one I was thinking was Bundy and Hillbilly Jim.
That was 3?
With the little people. Yeah.
That was 3?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I don't remember.
It was a mixed match.
But I don't. All right. Sorry. 3 anyway. I'm more 4-5. I can, you know.
5-6 probably my favorite. 3-5-6 probably my favorite. I didn't love 4. I remember it, but I didn't 4 love
was
4.
The, it's almost like the first love. It was the first one I was allowed to see live when it happened. It was the first time we got pay-per-view ever in my household.
The best ever was the build-up to the Saturday Night Main Event where, you know, Hogan had lost the belt to the double refs.
When he kicked out at 1 for, Hebner, whatever his name was, Dave, Earl, whatever it was.
What's going on here? 2 referees? Oh, it was great.
And that was also great because I told you, I hated Hogan. So I was rooting for Andre.
You were Jimmy Trina, my buddy from Sports Illustrated. He said the same thing. Why do you guys hate Hulk Hogan?
I don't like the good guy. What do you want me to say?
How could you hate Hogan? You're a bad guy.
I'm aware of this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.